Jeff Kelly with Investigative Post, our nonprofit investigative partners from investigativepost.org, is joining me live. We've got an update on Buffalo Police Lieutenant Michael DeLong, suspended, you may remember, for calling a woman a vile name outside a West Side convenience store this summer. Jeff, what is DeLong's current situation, and what's he asking for?
Well, he remains suspended with pay right now as the Internal Affairs investigates his conduct this June. He became infamous for that, as you say, for that video of his profane tirade against this woman. So he remains suspended. But meantime, he is put in for a transfer to one of two job assignments. He wants to go either to the Special Victims Unit, which deals with sex crimes, for example. Victims are primarily women. Or he would like to go to the police academy, where he can teach his special brand of policing to new recruits.
Both of those raise some eyebrows, right, considering his conduct in the summer?
Yeah, they do. I mean, it seems absurd, and it is. And it's I should say from the top, it's unlikely he will get those jobs. But right now, if the jobs he wanted became vacant, he would automatically, because of the police contract's allowance for seniority. Seniority dictates assignments almost exclusively, and he is right now the most senior lieutenant on the police union's transfer list, aiming for those jobs. And no other considerations matter. The commissioner's opinion of him doesn't matter. His disciplinary record, which is extensive and goes beyond this June incident, that doesn't matter either. Seniority is the only thing.
Seniority and being part of the PBA?
Yeah. Almost everyone on the force is part of the PBA. Yeah, and so he enjoys the protections of the union, and the union contract, which includes the seniority clause. And I should say, you know, seniority is an important protection for workers. It can be. It can be a hedge against unfair management and vindictiveness and politics in the workplace. But his particular story sort of underlines the absurdity of it being practically the only factor in determining job assignments, particularly in the police force.
Who ultimately makes this decision?
About the transfers?
Right.
Ultimately, the decision is made by seniority. So, you know, in this case, the commissioner would have no choice. If the jobs became vacant next week, DeLong would be the senior lieutenant on the list, presuming he was taken off suspension, and he would get the jobs. Now, it's very likely that between now and a vacancy occurring in those jobs, another lieutenant with more seniority will put in for the jobs, and he'll be out of luck. But right now, he's the guy.
Did you talk to John Evans, the PBA president, about this?
Yeah, and John Evans, he defends DeLong. He points out, you know, DeLong has had 36 internal affairs complaints investigated over his 20-year career. It's a lot. Puts him sort of at the top of the list of current officers. But Evans rightly points out that DeLong is what you call a hard charger. He's involved in a lot of arrests. He's been assigned to units that have a lot of engagements with the community, including with criminals. And so those officers tend to rack up complaints, whether they are justified or not. And, you know, Evans, the union president, will swear up and down that they're not justified, but he has been suspended several times, and his last suspension was, in fact, for a domestic incident off duty.
Do we know how long this suspension will last?
No, it hasn't been adjudicated yet within the internal disciplinary system. I think that's ongoing. He was suspended 30 days without pay, I believe. After 30 days without pay under state law, you start getting paid again. And that's his situation now. He's working, but he's getting paid.
Eyebrow-raising story. Jeff, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks.
It's always my pleasure. Take care now.
You too. Jeff Kelly. He is with our nonprofit investigative partners at investigativepost.org.